I'm recording still.
Okay. Do you remember any songs you sang to my father when he was a baby?
Do I remember any songs, Dad?
You sang to him when he was a baby.
I sang?
Yeah.
To him?
I remember you singing.
Well, there were a couple of popular songs, but I don't remember them.
Okay. Did you ever have a nickname? And how did you get it, if so?
Did I ever have a nickname?
Yeah.
No.
Never?
She actually doesn't. She's not even... What's your legal name?
Selma.
What does everyone call you?
Janie.
Well, then that's a nickname.
Well.
It's not your legal name.
No.
So how did you get...
How'd you get to be called Janie?
I think my mother started this call me Janie because it's like part of a Jewish name, part of my Jewish name.
Yeah.
So she used to call me Shani, and people started to pick it up, and I preferred it.
Okay. Did you like school, and why or why not?
Yeah, I liked school. I was good. I was a good student.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't say I loved it, but I did not like it.
Yeah. Okay, what did you do during the summers when you were off from school?
Not very much. We didn't do much. We never went away. And, we didn't do much.
But you had, at one point you had a house in Revere. You had a little tiny...
We did. I can't remember at what period of time that was.
Mm-hmm. Whether you were a kid or... I remember seeing it was really small.
Yeah. There was a time when we rented a two-family house.
Yeah.
And we rented one of the floors, and we spent the summer.
Okay, did you ever have a job when you were a teenager?
When I was a teenager, we lived in Revere.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all those places that, you know, you exchanged money or you got money. And one summer I did that, and I got a job. I was underage, but I was tall, so I was able to get the job.
Yeah.
My mother found, and it was at night.
Wow.
When my mother found out, she was extremely upset. First of all, she didn't want me walking home at night on Revere Beach, which wasn't the safest place.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the money that you earned from that job?
I really don't know. I can't remember what I did with it.
Okay.
I probably just put it away and maybe bought something with it.
Yeah. How did you find your way to your current, to your job or what your career was? How did you find your way to your career eventually?
Oh, to my career?
Yeah.
Well, it was already done for me. It was I had taken bookkeeping in school, and I was able to do that, and I did that when I got out of high school, and...
How did you find the job?
How did I find that job? I don't know how.
So, because didn't you say you got, like, is it Roz or Audrey? Somebody also worked there, I thought. I thought you got somebody a job with Mr. White.
Roz.
You got Roz. So you were already working there.
Oh, that's how I got this job. My sister used to work for this man. And when I got out of high school, the man hired me to do what my sister did. But he said
I... Well, what'd your sister do?
Well, she took care of the books. You know, when you sold something,
yeah.
You wrote it down. But he said that I wasn't as smart as she was.
That wasn't nice. Was that Sophie or Mickey?
Mickey.
Okay.
Mickey's a good bookkeeper.
Yeah. What is something that you're passionate about?
When or
what?
What? What is something you're
passionate about?
Yeah.
These are hard questions.
I know.
I don't know. Anything I'm passionate about.
Like, really excited for or anything like that?
You like to play bridge.
Yeah, but I didn't. So I was
passionate about it. Okay.
Was there ever a historical event that had an impact on your life?
No.
Never?
How about World War II? You don't think it affected you?
No.
Okay.
That's the first one?
Yeah.
What are your hopes for me someday?
Well, I think you're very smart. And I hope to see you do something interesting with your life. Perhaps become a lawyer. Perhaps. Why are you laughing?
Francine, she said, why are you laughing?
I don't think he... I'll put you second to me. I don't think he wants to become a lawyer.
I don't either.
What?
He doesn't want to become a lawyer.
So he doesn't have to.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying that he should. He asked what my hopes were, and that was one of them.
Okay. Can you share with me the story of how you and Grandpa met?
Say it again.
Can you share with me the story of how you and Grandpa met?
How you and Dad met.
When he says Grandpa.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we knew each other from Chelsea, where we lived, and so we hung out together.
So were you like childhood friends?
Yeah, childhood friends.
No, wait. He was 5 years older than you. You weren't. You didn't know him as a child.
No.
So when you had, it was after the war? When did you first meet Dad?
It must have been during the war.
So he was overseas during the war.
Yeah, but then he came home.
Did he?
What do you mean, did he?
I mean, he came home after the war. He didn't come home during the war.
I don't remember when he came home. I suppose it was after the war.
So then, do you remember the exact, like, place or you met?
Well, we knew each other.
Yeah.
because we grew up in the same city,
mm-hmm.
and we knew, I knew people that he knew, and he knew people that I knew. So we sort of just knew each other.
Okay. Can you tell me about your wedding and your honeymoon? Can you tell me about your guys' wedding and your honeymoon?
My wedding and my
honeymoon?
Yes. My wedding was very small. It was about maybe 40 people.
Okay.
My mother didn't have much money to make a big wedding, and we didn't care. So we had a small wedding, and for our honeymoon, my Mel's brother, Al, was living in South America.
Okay.
So we went to South America to visit him.
That's
that
nice.
That was exciting.
Yeah, must be.
And you went to more than just, you traveled around a little bit.
Yeah, besides that, South America.
No, right, okay.
Okay, how has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you grew up? When you were growing up?
Well, I always thought I would have a career, I would do something on my own, but that didn't happen. I didn't expect to get married when I was young. I wasn't looking for it,
mm-hmm.
but that's what happened.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I think I would have to say, honestly, that I'm proudest of my children. Mm-hmm. And I feel very fortunate that I have good kids and that they turned out nicely.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All done.
Yeah.
Okay, good.